Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and up front of the podcast, we're just popping in with a little call out for all the amazing folks at the mentor training program we have over at the Polytopian Times. Just want to give everybody a call out for all the hard work they've put in, especially Santoku for helping to set the whole thing back up. Long time ago, we used to have a little program that wound up being retired due to general inactivity, so it's really good to see how active everything has gotten. So I just want to give some call-outs to Justini, Triangulinum, General Grievous, Momo, Santoku, of course, Mars, and Bissell, and then AnonymABC007, thank you as well, and finally Aragorn. Thank you guys, you've done a lot of extremely helpful lessons for quite a variety of folks, including, a solid one or two that I've popped on for. So, we really appreciate our mentors. You guys make all the difference for the training program, and again, we can't give you enough thanks. And if you're interested, hop on over to the Discord and ask about getting trained yourself, or if you think you're up for it, pop on over and ask to be tested to see if you can be a mentor. So anyways, enough waffling in front of the episode. Let's get to the actual scheduled content. Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today we are joined by eSpark here for, well, I don't know if it's going to be the last eSpark's Essential, but it's the last one about a city level up. So thanks for joining us, eSpark.
Yeah. Hey, Sam. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Pretty good indeed. And today, folks, I guess it's walls versus stars. What should you do? It's an upgrade you're going to come across a lot. The only one you'll see more often is workshops and explorers, right?
Yeah, this one, I had a really hard time coming up with all the different good times, the good points to use walls, because I'm like, no, just get stars. Like 95% of the time when you have, just get stars.
Right? Like, it's really hard to think up times to actually go for walls, because, yeah, I mean, especially when you start adding up the income turn over turn, I mean, you get, say, 3 level ups, that's 15 stars you can reinvest into more level ups to get more of those stars back, right?
Yeah, and the calculations of getting the stars back is really key to planning your next turns, because you're like, okay, I can get this tech which will allow me to upgrade my city and get 5 stars back, and then I can use that to, you know, fund my next project. So the 5 stars back is such a key part of Polytopia.
It really is. Honestly, I think it's kind of one of the key portions of like early snowballing when it comes to economic growth. Like, you hit that stage where you get a couple of these going, you just keep doing upgrades and get new cities leveled up to that 5-star return point.
Yeah, it is. It's like a snowball. And when you look at things like roads or ports, and you really got to think like, okay, if I can connect my port to the capital, then I can get the 5-star, then I can get another, like this whole, like you said, it's a domino effect. It's a snowball. And it's really like a key component of how you play Polytopia, is thinking about how you level up that city and getting those 5 stars back.
Right. It's I think the cheapest upgrade you can get if you do it with only 2-star stuff costs you 6 stars total. It's a 1-star cost after you get the 5 stars out, and that's a permanent income boost too for the game.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. You pay 6 stars usually and you get 5 stars back. So yeah, like net loss is 1, but going forward, like, it boosts your economy. So it's really, again, overall, like, that one turn, yes, you lose a star, but in the long run, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's not many things you could do that give you an ROI of 1 single turn, and then you've more than made profit. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So
then the question is, like, because getting 5 stars back is, like, such a great deal, right? When would you not want 5 stars back? Like, when are the few rare times when you'd actually choose to get a wall?
Yes. So, I mean, I know off the bat, personally, I think, you know, it's like, so obviously
It's a defensive structure. It gives you a defensive boost. It's not going to be of any value if you do it to your capital that's in the rear of your empire in the corner of the map that will not be reached till your last city. So, it's going to be on your borders, but also you want to do it to, like, help stop attacks, right? So, like, maybe you think this is going to be a nasty frontier town. It's going to get hit with, like, I don't know, 5 polytors, right? Well, then maybe you want walls on that that frontier town or something to help give you a solid borders. And even then, I mean, you want to really think about it. If you can be strategic and you can only do, like, say you have 9 cities and 2 of them are the frontier with 1 enemy, that's going to be a big problem for you. You're playing maybe Yadok and you've got an Illyrian player that has got hordes of polytors and everything else starting to come out. You worry about dragons down the line. So maybe you throw up walls on one of those 2 border cities, maybe say on a lakes map too. I always try and think of like geography junctures. I love it when I get that choke point where you throw down a walled city and it's that single tile they have to go through. Nothing's better than that, right?
Yeah. To me, a lot of it comes down to geography, right? So if there's a bottleneck or a choke point, right? So if you're on a lake and it's right, there's a narrow strip of land and like that city is the only way to get to the rest of your territory, then it makes sense to put up a wall because that's the gateway to the rest of your cities.
Right. That's exactly it. That's one time where like it's totally worth paying the 5 stars to give you that permanent little boost. I mean, it can help even keep away like naval invasions. If you hit the right point and they have to get through you to get to the other side of the lake, even, you know, like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the only other time that I do it is like you said, you mentioned the 5 polytars. So right now I'm in a game. It's a big free for all, but it's a weird structure where it's a team. So like I'm teamed up with someone else on the other side of the map, but it's like a big FFA with teams. But, right. I have this city and I literally had like 5 or 6 polytars. Like I was right on the border with Illyrian, but I'm Quetzali. So I already had shields, right? So I'm like, okay, this city is on the border with Illyrian. I can see all those polytars. So I got a walled city, right? I planted a shield defender there. And you still haven't taken that city. I still got it.
so that can make a huge difference. Yeah, it is kind of crucial getting a defender or swords, but something that can like take a hit. Obviously, giants can be useless without the defense bonus. So, yeah, no, you just hit that right point and they can't get through. Honestly, thinking about it, like I guess you could even try and pull that on like a giant. Suppose like if you weaken the giant before it reaches the city.
Yeah. And the main thing is that, right, you brought this up already, is walls are defensive. So, honestly, generally in Polytopia, once you start playing the defense, you're already losing. Like
That is true.
You have to be on offense. If you're playing too defensive, like, you're going to lose the game. But there are times, especially in team games, where you just want to stay alive. Like, you know, okay, you know you're not in a good position, but you need to just stay alive so that your teammate, you know, can do whatever they're going to do. Maybe they'll come in and rescue you, or maybe, again, you just got to stay alive. So in those rare situations where you're like, yeah, I do need to just double down on my defense and it's okay, then walls make sense.
Yeah. Team games are actually an excellent use case for it. Although another good call out. And I think this is great advice that we can never hammer home enough. You know, initiative in Polytopia is everything. If you give it to your opponent in an FFA and a team game and a single player game, you're going to have a much harder time. You want to be on that offense.
Yep, exactly. So there are, most of the time, you want 5 stars back. Most of the time, you want to play offensive. But there are going to be those few use cases, like, again, like a choke point or a key point in a geography when you do need to just, again, you're giving up, you're basically paying 5 stars to get a defense boost. But there are going to be some rare times when it's worth it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So just, well, like we say in this podcast all the time, everything is situational.
Yep.
Well, I think that wraps up today's episode. It's a fairly short topic. Any plugs from you today, eSpark?
There is a tournament happening in the Big Burr server. I'm helping with that. I don't know if anyone's familiar with him. Shout out to the Big Burr. He is a YouTuber who does amazing game replays and analysis. And he has a Discord server now. And he's doing a 1v1 tournament there. It's a live game, best of three. There's not so much going right now in Poly Main or Poly Champions. It's kind of the off season there. I do expect a 1v1 tournament in Poly Champions maybe in a couple weeks, but that's all that's going on right now.
Good call outs. Check them out, Polytopians. We'll have a link in the description so you can give them a check out. And, well, I guess that otherwise wraps up our episode. I don't have any plugs. So, thanks as always for tuning in, Polytopians. And until next time, we'll see you.